Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on the Sunday morning, the Sunday where we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And this is a traditional Sunday in the liturgical or the church year where we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. However, if we think about that for a moment, think about Jesus being baptized, it may seem like an odd idea for us. Especially if we consider, you know, that Jesus is, you know, our Savior, the one who is, you know, giving us life, that He is a sinless one, that He is, you know, fully human and fully divine. It can seem strange that Christ would be baptized, particularly if we think about baptism as being an act where we are forgiven, where we are received grace, where we are given a fresh start and brought into the family of God. It may seem odd that Jesus would be baptized. But I believe Jesus being baptized is something that's important for us, one, to consider, but two, helps us see how Christ sees Himself, how Christ connects with us as well. So I invite you to hear from the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 11. So hear these words. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, Mark's account of the baptism of Jesus is brief. It's just a brief moment there. It shares quite a bit about John the Baptist and what he was doing, what he was wearing. And sometimes we can kind of get caught up in John the Baptist. And I like John the Baptist a lot. I think he is, just a fascinating part of the gospel story that, really is, you know, worth a look in its own right. But here we have Jesus being baptized. We have Jesus going down to the Jordan like so many others, and how so many others, you know, past have, you know, been baptized. You know, some actually in the River Jordan. I know many of us, you know, are not baptized in the Holy Land. We're baptized in our home congregations or in rivers or in lakes or ponds or stock tanks. I mean, so many different ways in which we baptize people. I believe that variety in the ways in which we go about baptizing, the methods, you know, the sprinkling and the immersion, all these ways just reflect how God's grace is abundant, how God's grace can be experienced in so many different ways, regardless of where we are in life or when we are baptized. But come back to that idea of Christ being baptized. Why would someone who is sinless, why would the Son of God need to go through this rite, this sacrament, this way of experiencing grace? When I think about that question, I actually come back and say, no, Jesus did not need to be baptized. It was not necessary for him to experience this ritual, this sacrament, this means of grace, this way of receiving grace. It was not necessary for him to do so. But he did so. He was baptized, I believe, to identify and to connect with us. Later on in the Gospels, we hear how Christ called on the disciples to go and to baptize, you know, to baptize others, you know, for them to be baptized, to bring about, you know, that more people into the family of God, more people experiencing grace. And it's been a way that we mark that people are a part, they're connected with God. But here we have God in human form, God in the flesh, the incarnate God right here, being baptized, I believe, to identify with us. I believe it points to a deeper part of Jesus in how he went about his ministry and speaks more about his leadership. I believe Christ comes from a place of humility, of humbleness. Now, a lot of times we think of those words, humility and humbleness, and we, especially with the word humility, we kind of have a real negative connotation with that word, a negative connotation that, you know, we know of an experience, you know, like I have been humiliated. No, we just don't want to think about that or something along those lines. You know, it's a very depressing, down feeling. Then we think about humble, and we may have a better connotation with that idea. You know, with, you know, humble, you know, not being too proud and not, you know, boasting too much. I believe Christ being baptized is an example of the humility and the humbleness, you know, both, that Christ shared in his ministry. He did something that he asked of us that he was willing to do himself, quite honestly. It was identifying, I believe, with us. Rather than keeping himself separated and away and at a, you know, boasting that he was at a higher level or he was perfect or, you know, he had completely had God's favor and did not need to go through these things that no simple humans need to go through. Instead, Christ chose to identify with us. He chose to be connected with us and was baptized to show that indeed he was with us and that when we are baptized, we too are connected with God. We are connected with Christ and we are grounded in the Holy Spirit. I believe this act of Christ being baptized shows how much Christ cares for us, how much Christ loves us, and how much Christ is with us. And we see later on the Gospels of Christ showing, you know, humbleness, of humility, of being connected with people who were considered to be on the outside of society. And in the time of Christ, someone who was proud, who would try to have a whole lot of authority, would show that authority by distancing himself from people that society did not value. And instead, Christ shows how important it is to be connected with people, especially who are considered to be at the edges, at the margins of society. And I believe by Christ showing this connection with all people, not just a select few, but with all, I believe it shows how much God loves us and how great that grace that comes from God through Jesus Christ is. It's for all of us. It's for me. It's for you. It's for all people. So let us remember on this Sunday, in this baptism of the Lord Sunday, of how our Savior chose to identify with us, to connect with us, and was willing to journey with us. And I believe Christ still journeys with us, still sees us, and is connected with us, especially through baptism. I believe we experience this abundant grace, not because of anything we have done or anything we can do, but it's given to us freely without price because of how our Savior came to be with us, how our Savior was crucified and resurrected, and shows us the life everlasting. And we receive this grace because of the abundance and the love that God has for us. So let us embrace this connection. Let us embrace this humble leadership, this humble connection. But more importantly, this life-giving connection that comes from Christ, that comes from our God, and is shaped by the Holy Spirit, not only in this moment, but for all of our days. Amen.